It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to National Trail. Indians playing the Lady Indians playing the Lady Blazers. The JV game came out in the Indians' favor. It was in the first set, it was 25-8. The Indians were victorious. And in the second set, it was 25-17. So the Lady Indians were victorious in the two sets here in the JV game. And so we're getting ready for the varsity match here. Still a few minutes on the clock before we go to the national anthem and all of that. So what we have coming up tomorrow, first football game of the season, and new head coach Wes Winning. He was on Sports Talk last night with Bob and Harold, and sounded pretty everything sounded pretty good. So I think we'll see how this all goes. Everything's new for everybody, including half of the players were not on the team last year, but some of that was because graduation, they're freshmen coming in and all that, but a lot of it was some guys that hadn't played for a while decided they were going to play this year and see how it could go. So so that'll be tomorrow night, and it'll be the Wayne IG pregame show at 6:40, and Darian Sheffer and Troy and Reese Guggenbiller will be announcing the game, and Dylan Klinke will be running the board and taking care of the commercials and so forth. So it'll be an all-star cast up in the press box tomorrow night. So that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC. So it'll be 107.3 and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And that's tomorrow night. Football hosts Opponents Career Center out of Dayton. Next week, there's no games till Thursday, a week from tonight. It'll be volleyball, and they'll be hosting Marion Local in the first MAC match. And the varsity match will be on both FortRecoveryRadio.com and WFRC 107.3 FM. We're pretty sure we're going to have that all sorted out. Chuck's going to have to micromanage tomorrow night to make sure the football game is on FM. But we probably will have everything all set so we can just do it without having to have him babysit some kind of announcement's going on. Not sure what's going on here. But anyway, we'll be on WFRC and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Then Friday, it'll be football at Allen East, and that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC. And the pregame show will be at 6:40, and I believe Darian, and not sure who else he'll be able to round up to help him out. We'll be doing that one. And then Saturday, it'll be volleyball hosting Arcanum. That'll be a 10 a.m. JV start, and the varsity match will be on Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC. So that's 10 a.m. for the JV start on Saturday against Arcanum, hosting Arcanum. So we're going to host Marion Local and on Thursday, and Arcanum on Saturday for the ladies. And the football team will be up at Allen East taking on the Mustangs. And so we're going to see how this all goes. Indians played Tuesday night. The Lady Indians played Tuesday night and lost in four sets to a pretty good St. Mary's team. We had there were eight players that played for us, I believe, and four of them were juniors and four of them were freshmen. So interesting combination. The freshmen did what I thought was an extremely good job for being freshmen and their first varsity matches. There's still some kinks and all that kind of thing to work out, but I think we're going to be just fine, maybe even four or five games into the season. Not sure the caliber of the Lady Blazers this year, so we'll see how this goes. We can if we can come away with a victory here, that's going to go a long way for the psyche for these young freshmen. Those freshmen are Kayla Garkey and Chloe Brockman, Hope Evers, and Caden Ranley. The juniors that played were Cameron Mullenkamp, Bryn Willman, Bridget Homan, and Alexis Grizzy. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a break here. National anthem and introductions. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with the start of this match here at National Trail.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at WayneIGA.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Rico. They offer floral arrangements along with a variety of gifts for birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, graduations, or just to let someone know you're thinking of them. The shop also provides custom school apparel with screen printing, embroidery, and original designs. We thank BU Floral and Apparel for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners, and catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting Community Radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Support for the Tribe 107.3 FM is provided by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage, located in Fort Recovery. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has served the Fort Recovery area for over 25 years, providing services including waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. More information is available at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for supporting Community Radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Calp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at calppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP is provided by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli with soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus freshly made pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also offer weekly take-and-bake meals, plus a full line of catering services from events to party trays. More information is available on their social media pages, and their phone number is 419-375-3034. We thank the Tin Cupboard for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 1073, WFRC LP.
Welcome back. National Trail is where we're at tonight, and it'll be the Indians versus the Blazers, and we're going to get underway. They announced all the players, so I'm not sure who's starting for the Lady Blazers, but we'll see how it goes. Getting ready to get started. Our Indians are all in a circle and doing their chant and hopping, and the Blazers are in a circle kind of talking things over. So we'll see how it all goes tonight. Again, Indians in four close matches on Tuesday lost to the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. So it looks like it'll be Bryn Willman and Hope Evers, Bridget Homan, Alexis Grizzy, and she'll be coming out for Caleb Garkey, the libero, and of course Cameron Mullenkamp, and I've missed somebody. Caden Ranley. Yep, so that's who we have for the Indians, and for the I'll try to get the Blazers as we go, and just kind of trying to see who's out there right now. And two. So it'll be Jalen Romaklis, Maddie Mann, Eva Swartzel, Raylan Parker, Maya Palmer, and Kylie Scholl. And it will be Kylie Scholl serving first for Lady Indians, or for the Blazers. And we set up our right-hand side, big hit off of one of the Lady Blazers, and the Indians lead 1-0. And it will be Bridget Homan going back to serve for the Indians. Just getting underway here, set number one. Libero dives, makes a nice play to get it. They bump shot it across. They'll get it set up for Bryn Willman. Big hit again off of one of the back row players for the Lady Blazers. And 2-0 Indians, and Bridget Homan will serve again. It's dug out of the back row. They're struggling a little bit. They're going to try to bump it across. They got it across in four shots instead of three. And it's 3-0 Indians. Bridget Homan back to serve again. Played up back row, but it hits one of the ceiling beams. That one went through the beams to our side. Bryn Willman with a big hit, and they block it back to our side. We roll shot it across and get it in the near back corner, just inside, just in play, and it is 4-0 Indians. And Bridget Homan with three service points already. She hits one into the net. I spoke a little too soon. Should have kept my mouth shut. We hit it into the net, so it's 4-1. And it will be Jalen Romaklis going back to serve for the Lady Blazers. There's played in the back row, and it'll be Homan getting it across from the back row. Their left side, right side. We get it set up for Evers, and she gets it to their back row. They play it. We set it for somebody, and everybody kind of watched it drop on the floor in the middle of all of us. So it is 4-2 now, and Romaklis will go back to serve again. Again, right, just getting started in set number one. Homan plays it out of the back row. Back set for Bryn Willman. She hits it hard, but they play it. They're going to have to bump it across. And that'll be Cameron, Ranley, Homan. And they play it out of the back row. And they hit it long. Nobody touched it. Hit it hard. A nice shot, but it was about a foot too long. So it is now 5-2. And we're going to have a sub. It'll be Chloe Brockman going in to serve for our Lady Indians. Chloe O just hit the top of the net and down. So it'll be 5-3 now. And it will be Hayden Davies going back to serve the libero for the Lady Blazers. They're setting it up for the right side for Cameron. Excuse me, that was Cameron. And she gets it down in front of one of the ladies on the Blazers' side. So it's 6-3, and Bryn Willman will serve for the Lady Indians. And that's one of those diving serves. Not quite to the degree as some of our girls had last year, but that one dropped, and the back row lady just barely got her hands on it. 7-3, and that's played from the front row on the serve, and they set it up for the left side, and she hit it just a little short of the net, so it is now 8-3, and Bryn Willman will go back to serve again. That one played in the back row, and we get it over to our side. It'll be Ranley setting it up for Cameron off of their blockers and down in front of them. So it is now 9-3. Bryn Willman with a couple of service points already. 9-3 Indians early in the first set. That one is played pretty well. They're going to get it over. We block it right back to them. And we block it again. Didn't go over, and one of our girls stepped on the line. It went into the net. Cameron played it, but she stepped on the line. So Cameron Mullenkamp trying to keep things going, but had her toe on the line. 9-4 in favor of the Indians. That hits the net, but we are able to play it. Cameron, with a big hit, gets it over. They're going to set up the middle. They bump it across. And the girls got a little confused as to who that was, and it dropped on our side between two of our players. So it'll be Raylan Parker going back to serve again, and it's 9-5. 4-point lead for our Indians. And that's a short one, a dinker, and Cameron plays it. We get it to Ranley, and she puts it over, and they can't handle it. They did hit it twice, but never under control. It's now 10-5, and it will be Caden Ranley going back to serve. Good serve. They play it. Setting up for the middle. And we've got it out. Ranley gets it, but it goes backwards after she hit it. So it is 10-6. Indians back to a 4-point lead now. And it will be Maya Palmer, M-A-Y-A. Not sure if it's Maya or Maya. It will be Maya today. Maya Palmer, and they're doing some lineup checks. So, yep, I think they have it straightened out now. It will be Raylan Parker serving. The official is getting things sorted out. The officials today are Brad Cubby, and they had the wrong rotation, and that point is awarded to the Indians. It's Brad Cubby that is the official on this side. Vern Pig is the up official on the other side. So we're going to, they're erasing the books and changing things. We had something similar in the JV contest, but we called for, before it ended up being an infraction, we called for a lineup check. So I think we have things sorted out. I was kind of trying to listen here to the conversation. So it is now, instead of, I think it was 10-6, it's now 11-4. And it will be Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve for the Indians. We're still discussing. Brad Cubby, the official, and the head coach, Ashley Blevins, is over at the scores table. They're sorting things out. We're gonna get it straightened out. It's early in the season, and it's real easy to see why there can be some confusion as to who's supposed to be in which position and the rotation of the serves, that type of thing. So 11-4 Indians is now the score instead of 10-6. And Cameron Mullenkamp serves, and she, they hit it, but it goes straight up and hits the back of the raised basketball backboard and shoots straight down. 12-4 now, and Cameron Mullenkamp throws the ball up, hits it. They play it, goes up near the rafters, and they're going to get it from the left side. Excuse me, yeah, left side. And we get it to our left side, and we don't get it over. We set up Hope Evers pretty well, and she did not get all of it. So it went into the net, and it's now 12-5. And it will be Eva Swartzel serving. Granley plays it from the back row, and it is in the back, far back corner. Big hit, and it just right inside the corner. So it's 13-5, and it's going to be Kayla Garkey back for the Indians. And they play it from the back row. They're struggling a little bit, but they're going to bump it across. Cameron from the back row setting up Willman. They play it. They're going to bump it across, and there was a really nice save on a ball that was mishit. She dived down and saved it and got it up where somebody else could hit it. But in the meantime, she rolled across the line in fraction. So it's 14-5 Indians. Garkey serve again. The Lady Blazers are hitting it. They had to bump it across and bumped it about 3 feet too long. So at one point it was 10-6. Had to change the score because there's some bad rotation on the Lady Blazers, and the score is now 15-5. They bump it across to us. Cameron from the back row. Ranley back sets it for Wellman to the libero. She gets it to go up, but nobody could get to it before it came down, and she was on the floor and hit her in the back. 16-5. Garkey again. Libero, they're setting up for the right side. Ranley, Garkey, and we just tap it across. It was too close to the net, but we did get it across. They get it. We block it back, and we block it back again, and down on the floor, plus one of their players was ended up on our side of the net. So her momentum took her across there, across the line. 17-5 now the score. Garkey will go back to serve again. Another nice one, but it is a little wide and maybe a little too long. So if we're in the right, far right corner, left corner for the offense. Across the gym, it was out of bounds, so 17-6. And Scholl will serve. They get it across, and Wellman with a big hit, but it goes into the net on our side. So just a little bit off on that one, Bryn. 17-7, Indians lead to 10. And it is Scholl again. And Garkey, it goes off a heating duct and straight down, but our girls got it, and Cameron hit a nice strong shot over, a big kill shot over to the middle of their court. One of the girls did get their hand on it, but they could not play it. 18-7 now the score. And Homan will go back to serve again. She had 4 or 5 points at the beginning of the set here. And it's over on our side. Ranley will back set for Willman. It's blocked. It's back on our side. Homan will bump it to their back row. The libero will set up the right left side and be Ranley, Cameron, Evers. They're going to the left side into our blocker and down on their side. They did get two girls got hands on it, but it was nowhere near control and drops down. 19-7, and it will be Bridget Homan serving again, played by the libero. They're trying to set it up. It's tipped for us. We're going to try to set up one of our girls, and the set ended up being on their side, and they put it down on our side. So that was a nice play by Maddie Mann of the Blazers, a junior, and it is now 19-8, and it will be Jalen Remakulis going back to serve for the Lady Blazers. I believe she served first in this match, this set. Ranley sets it up for Willman. Big hit, but they are able to play it. Up near the net, we get it. It'll be Garkey sets it up for Evers. They're going to their left side, and we block it, but it goes out of bounds on their side. We did block it and got it back across the net, but it was wide. So it's 19-9. Indians lead at 10. Remakulis serving again. Garkey. Ranley. And it's on their side. We're going to just through our blockers. A nice shot by number 12, Raylan Parker, senior for the Lady Blazers. And it is 19-10. And Remakulis will go back to serve again. She's got two service points here already. Good serve. Holman. She hits it up, and it bounces around the heating outlet up there in the ceiling and kind of rolled in the wrong place. 19-11, and Remakulis will serve again with three service points already. That's Garkey, Ranley, Willman, and their libero cannot handle it. Right at her. She put her she got her fists on it, but it... shot sideways. So it's 20-11. Indians lead. And it'll be number 7, Chloe Brockman, back to serve for our Lady Indians. Played from the back row. They're going to set for their left side. It's bumped across. Setting it up for Cameron. Oh, man. Looked like she was going to set it up. That was Ranley setting it up for Willman. Set it over her, and Cameron came over to this left side and pounded it down on the floor on the other side. 21-11. Brockman again serving, freshman. That'll hit the net and goes straight down. So it is 21-12. Indians lead at 9. We were leading, I believe, by 12. I know 11. So it'll be Hayden Davies serving. And another one for Cameron. And that one went down so hard they had zero chance of getting it. It went right at one of the girls' feet, and she didn't have time to even bend down to try to get it. 22-12, Bryn Willman will serve. Played from back row. They're going to set up the left side again. And that is a nice hit. Ranley will set it up for Cameron again. And another gigantic hit that they can't get to. That's three in the last 4 points that we've set Cameron up on this left side, and she just killed. 23-12, Indians, I'd say Bryn might as well serve on out. And they play it in the back row. They're struggling a little bit. Libero bumps it across. Ranley sets it up for, that was Grizzy, off of the hand of one of the Blazers, and back to the wall. 24-12. Set point here for the Lady Indians. Bryn Willman might as well finish it out. 24-12. And they're going to bump it. They're going to get it, just get it across. And get to Cameron. We didn't have her set at the net, but she gets it across. So Cameron's going to bump it. She's going to set it up for Grizzy, and that's a big hit. But they're playing it. They're not going to give up here. But we set up Cameron, and they're going to try to keep it in play. Cannot. The libero hit it, and one of the back row girls went as hard as she could to get there, but it did not happen. So Indians win 25-12 in the first set, and we'll be back with set number 2 in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage, and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Cooper Farms, with locations in Mercer, Dart, Van Wert, and Paulding counties. Founded in 1938 by Virgil and Virginia Cooper, Cooper Farms remains family-owned and operated. Cooper Farms produces a variety of fully cooked and ready-to-cook turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid egg products distributed throughout North America. Cooper Farms also participates in local community initiatives across Northwest Ohio. More information about the company and employment opportunities is available at cooperfarms.com. We thank Cooper Farms for supporting local radio, WFRC 107.3, The Tribe. Support for The Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Wabash Communications. They provide internet, phone, and TV service across west central Ohio and eastern Indiana, along with technology solutions for local businesses. Wabash also offers local support with service available 24/7 for homes and businesses. More information is available at wabash.com or at 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for backing community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Welcome back to National Trail, getting ready for set number two. Indians took the first set 25-12. The Lady Blazers were hanging in there with us. It was 10-6, and then someone caught a rotation error, and they reset the score to 11-4 in favor of the Indians. Gave some of their points to us and took some away and from them, and they never recovered from that. So I think they're a better team than 25-12, but we did have some pretty strong hits. So it'll be Kayla Garkey serving first here for the Indians. They're playing it from their left side and off one of our blockers, and somebody else tried to get a hand on it but could not. Goes into the bleachers, and the Lady Blazers lead 1-0. It's going to be Jalen Romaklis again going back to serve first for the Lady Blazers. Garkey from the back row. Ranley sets up Homan, and she puts one down right on the 10-foot line. Hit that one just about straight down. We're tied at one, and Homan will go back to serve. She served first for the Indians last set, and I believe she got 5 service points out of it. So that's played pretty well by the Lady Blazers. Garkey for us. Ranley setting up for Bryn Wellman off of one of their back row players and way high on the wall behind her. So it is 2-1 Indians, and Homan will serve again. Hard shot, and they tried to set their front row, but they set ours. They get it back over to us. Now it's to us, and it'll be, we set up Hope Evers on the left-hand side, and she got a pretty good shot there and was off one of their players and into the stands on their side. Homan again, playing from the back row, bouncing around in the rafters, comes out, and that was hit number 3 that did not quite get across the net, so it is 4-1, and it'll be Homan again. I believe 3 service points, and Homan stepped on the line as she served, so it'll be 4-2. I thought it looked like she did that, and the ball wasn't across the net before the official blew the whistle, so And she's clear across the gym from me, but it still looked like that, and the official caught it right away. We are playing their serve, and Holman with a big hit from the back row and goes off of one of their players and into their stands again. 5-2 now, the score. And now it will be Kinley Kramer, a sophomore, going in to serve for our Lady Indians. Serve is on the left side. They're playing it. They bounced, put it across right off the bat. And Willman with a big hit. They hit it over near the scorer's table. They did try to get it back in play, but it went way out of bounds. So it is now 6-2. And Kinley Kramer, I believe that is her first varsity service point. So good start for her. But I don't know if it didn't get over the net or it barely did, and Bryn tapped it right straight down, but that is also our point. So Kinley has two service points, and it is 7-2 Indians. And the libero plays it. They're going to bump it across. Two girls got confused, and one of them hit it, and the other one was trying to hit it and blocked it. So it's 8-2 now. And Kinley Kramer with, I believe, three service points now. And they are having a lot of trouble with our serves. And Lady Blazers are going to call a timeout. It's 9-2 Indians, and we'll take a break with them. We'll be back right after this.
WFRC LP 107.3, The Tribe, is supported by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. Fowler Mechanical has over 20 years of experience providing heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. Their phone number is 419-375-2410, and more information is available at fowlermechanical.com. We appreciate the support of Fowler Mechanical for Community Radio on 107.3, The Tribe, WFRC LP.
Welcome back to National Trail. Indians leading in set number 2, 9-2. The Lady Blazers are struggling with our serves. They're not able to play them cleanly out of the back row and get things under control. So things are going well for our Indians. We won set number 1, 25-12. So this will be Kinley Kramer. Play it from the back row for the Blazers. They'll set up the left side into our blockers, and Garkey gets it, and three girls on our side kind of watched it hit the floor. Nobody knew who was supposed to get that one. Those little problems will solve themselves over the season, but it is not how Coach Guggenbiller wants that to go. So it's now 9-3, and for the Lady Blazers, it's going to be Maddie Mann serving. Serves a short one. We bump it right across right away, trying to set it up, but went across. They get it set. We block it. We're going to try to set something up, but we get in the back row, but Holman drills one. They're able to play it. Ranley to Cameron. They did get a hand on it. Keep it going. Garkey, Ranley. And Cameron with another big hit. Nice set by Caden Ranley. And Bryn Willman will go back to serve. 10-3 our score. Set number 2. Indians won the first one 25-12. Bryn Willman had a number of service points in that first set, and she hits this one directly into the net. So it is 10-4. And for the Lady Blazers, it'll be Maya Palmer, M-A-Y-A. I keep calling it Maya and Maya, and I don't know which one it is, so she's getting both. We just barely dig that one out, and we do get it across, not very well under control, and they had a little trouble with the control, and they hit it kind of straight up and then into our stands. So it's now 11-4. And Caden Ranley back to serve. Libero plays it. They're going to set it kind of in the middle of everybody. Libero bumps it over. Ranley back sets for Holman. They block it. Garkey, Ranley sets it for Cameron. They tried to get it over. We block it. It's back on their side. They're going to get it to Ranley. Back sets for Holman. They play it again. And they've had several really good ones. And we bump it over. They're going to get it right toward the net. They're able to play it. We're Ranley setting it for Cameron. Nice block. Keeps it going. Off the heating duct. But they play it to our back row. And it goes out of bounds, back behind us. So big. There were several great plays by the Lady Blazers. We were the ones struggling on that one, but we kept that rally going for quite a while. They had a number of just outstanding plays on that point. We play this one out of the back row, and Cameron with a big hit, and they're able to play it right in front of the scorer's table. It's going to go to Holman. Nice set from Ranley to Bridget Holman, and she puts it down on the foul line on their side, and it is 12-5, and it will be Cameron Mullenkamp. Okay, we got to switch in now. So Cameron with the serve. Libero setting it up for the right side. Through our blockers, but we're able to play it. A nice shot. They are struggling. That just a crazy hit that went across the net for them. And Cameron with a big hit and about 6 inches too long in the back. So it is 12-5. Well, they just gave us the point. That's not correct. I think it's 12-6 or 7. We play the serve, and Holman with a big hit, and that is in just inside the far sideline, about the top of the key, and then on the straight out to the sideline, and that one is down, and it is 13-6 Indians, and Kayla Garkey, and she hits one that kind of sunk, and the back row girl was looking for it, and it hit her on the foot. It dove down so fast, she didn't even bend over to get it. 14-6. Garkey, again, she plays it this time. And they're setting it, and everybody was in the wrong place, and they hit it into the bottom of the net, actually, from about 6 feet away. That was just, the timing was way off on that one. 15-6. And Kayla Garkey will serve again. Played from the back row. They'll set it for the left side. They get it across. Ranley, Garkey, Holman. And they'll play it. Setting it up for the left side again. Off of one of our blockers. Ranley setting it up for Evers. And Hope Evers with a smash. And a point for the Indians. Right down in front of one of the back row players for the Lady Blazers. 16-6. Another 10-point lead in this contest for the Indians. Kayla Garkey played from the back row. They'll set it up for the left side. Just get it across. Garkey setting it up for Holman. She tries to put it in the campfire, but they play it. And they hit it back. We block it. They hit it back again. And Holman with a nice hit. They did get a hand on it, but that was all they could do, and it never got more than a foot off the ground after she hit it. 17-6, and Kayla Garkey going back to serve again for the Lady Indians. And that is played from the back row, and they'll tap it across. We're struggling, and we're going to be able to get it across. That was Ranley putting it across. The libero's going to roll shot. Garkey, we set it up for Willman. Big hit, but they're able to play it. They roll shot it across, and we're struggling. We had two people out of position, but we did get it across to them. They're going to set up their left side. Cameron with a nice save in the back to Evers. She gets it across. They're going to set it up for the right side this time, and Cameron plays that. Ranley, Cameron's going to drill one from the back row. They're struggling. They did get a decent shot on it, But they tried to set it up for somebody on the right side, but she had gone back to help with that return, and so she was out of position. 18-6, and Garkey will serve again. Played from the back row. Well, Ranley digs that one out, and we get her set up, and she hits it to the top of the net and down on our side. So 18-7, and it will be Jalen Romaklis going back to serve again. 18-7 Indians, set number two. The Indians won the first set. Garkey, Willman, we just have to bump it across. They're gonna have to bump it across. Ranley, Garkey setting it up for Evers, and they can't handle it. Waist high, and she got her hands on it, but from the waist high, it went down instead of up. 19-7, and Bridget Homan will go back to serve. Not keeping track, but she has a lot of service points. And again, I spoke too soon. She put that one about 8 feet out of bounds, too long. 19-8, Indians leading here in set number two. We handle the serve, setting it up for Evers. And it is inbounds. Big hit in this near back corner. 20-8 now. And the ball went out into the commons area. So they retrieve that. And it's going to be Kinley Kramer going back to serve. She had a nice run there earlier. 20-8. That is played from the back row. They're going to bump it across. Garkey, Ranley, Kramer. They play it from the back row, setting up the middle and into our blockers and over their hitter and back down on the floor. It is 21-8. Indians won the first set 25-12. Kinley Kramer back to serve again. That is played by the libero. They're going to set it up for the left side. Big hit. Blocked by the Indians. They're able to play it, keep it alive. Garkey, Ranley setting it up for Willman. She just tips it across, and I think maybe we either touched the net or stepped on the line, so that's a point for them. And it'll be 21-9. Going back to serve for the Lady Blazers will be Raylan Parker, senior. And she hit it directly to one of her teammates who caught it waist high at the net. So not a good serve there. She just mishit that one. So now it's going to be Bryn Wellman. And I believe she served out the last game, so she might as well do that here. It's 22-9. And we really mishit that and screwed it all up. Something, I'm going to say maybe a double hit. We did get it across with somehow, but I think it was a double hit on one of those things where it came right at somebody and they put their hands. So they serve it. We set it up for Cameron, and she puts it inbounds in this near corner. And they said they tipped it, but I believe it was inbounds either way. 23-10, and it's going to be Caden Ranley back to serve. 23-10. Indians leading here in set number two. Serve played by the libero. They're struggling at the net and can't get it. The libero played it, but she didn't get a good bump up to the front row. And now it is set point, 24-10. Ranley serving again. She bloops it across, and an ace serve lands between the halfway between the 10-foot line and the net, and the Indians come away with a 25-10 victory in set number two. We'll be back with set number three in just a minute after we hear from a few of our sponsors.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Hull Brothers Case IH, serving the region for over 125 years. Hull Brothers offers new and used farm equipment, including Case IH and Kubota tractors, along with parts and service. They also carry mowers and outdoor power equipment from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. More information is available at hullbrothers.com or by calling 419-375-2827. We thank Hull Brothers Case IH for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. You'll find Fort Site Fuel at the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49. They're a self-serve fuel station offering top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their pumps accept all major credit cards. Thanks to Fort Site Fuel for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch, located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch 419-375-5306 or shop asimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe!
Welcome back to National Trail. Indians won the first set 25-12 and the second set 25-10. And so we're getting ready to go in set number three. Indians looking to shut them down. It is Kylie Scholl serving first, and I believe that went into the net, and it is Indians one, the Blazers zero. Homan serves. They play it from the back row. They're going to bump it across. Homan's going to try to get it where Cameron can get to it, and she does, gets it over. They're going to try to set up their left side. Way long. Big hit, but just too strong. Got too much under it. That was Jalen Nermakles with a nice hit, but just long, too strong. 2-0 Indians. Bridget Homan back to serve again. They play it from the back row. They'll try to get it up to the front. They get it across. Homan to Cameron, and we get it across. We get it. We are keeping it alive. It hit the net, rolled down the net, and somebody dove on the ground and popped it up just where one of us could get it across, and they could not play it. Bridget Homan again, 3-0 Indians. That was a rocket serve. They are able to play it off the rafters, and that one goes up and hits ceiling fan. Not sure how they gave us that point because it did come down on our side, but maybe that is technically out of bounds. But the rafters and so forth are not. So another good serve. They're playing it. Tried to get it set up for the right side, Jalen Nermakles, and she hits it into the net, and it is 5-0 Indians. And Bridget Homan with four service points already here out of our five. And she stepped on the line again on her serve and also hit it into the net. So she has to get that straightened out. That's twice tonight. We can't do that. So that doesn't happen very often, so we need to get that under control. So we take the serve. Homan back sets for Evers off one of their blockers and out of bounds. Nope. I guess they say it didn't hit one of their blockers. So it is 5-2, and it will be Remakulis going back to serve. Ranley, Homan, Willman, they're going to play it. They're going to set it up for the left side. They get it across, but it goes out of bounds. That is clear on the left side and put it just a little, about a couple of inches out of bounds on the right hand, on the far side. So it is now 6-2, and it's going to be Kinley Kramer again. Her serve, played from the back row, set it for the left side, played well off of our blocker, and down on our side, 6-3 the score now. And Chloe Brockman will go back in for Kramer. It's going to be Hayden Davies for the Lady Blazers serving here in set number 3. Indians lead 2-0. Setting up for Willman, and she just tips it across, and they were expecting a bang. She just tipped it, and they let it roll right off their fingertips down onto the floor. 7-3, and Willman will serve again. So they play it up to the front. They're going to try to set it up, but that's too far from the net. We're struggling really bad on that one. We should have done better than that, but it was tipped once or twice into the bleachers on the far side. So it is 7-4 now. Raylan Parker serving for the Lady Blazers. They dinked it across, and we were able to get a hand on it and get it up where somebody could actually get it across the net. And lo and behold, it just fell right in between all of their players, like it almost did on our side. So now it's 8-4. And Caden Ranley is serving. They play it from the back row. They're going to have to bump it across from almost out of bounds in the back. Ranley sets it up for Homan, who promptly pounds it onto the floor. 9-4. And Caden Ranley will go back to serve again. Ranley with a nice hit, and it's played. They're going to set that up for the middle. We get a hand on it. It's up into the rafters, bounced back down, but we play it. We're going to call a double hit on the Indians. So I didn't see that, but the official is standing between, and I don't usually see that anyway. I don't see how it's an advantage or disadvantage to anybody. 9-5, we play it from the back row, Homan, and she tries to get it to the front row. Got it a little too far to the left, and nobody was there. So it's 9-6. Maya Palmer serves again, but she puts it wide to the left. So it's 10-6. Cameron Mullenkamp will go in to serve for our Lady Indians. Played from the back row, going to the left side. Do you have to just bump it across? Cameron sets it up to Ranley, to Homan, and she just dinks it over their blockers and down on their side. 11-6. Cameron with a service point, going back to serve again. That is played from the back row. They're going to set it for the left side. They tip it across. We play it. We're going to set it up for Grizzy, and she hits it off of one of their players, just kind of handcuffed her, Maya Palmer, and it went off of her fists over her head and backwards into the wall. So it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp, 12-6 Indians. Played from the back row, goes to the left side, trying to set it up for the middle. They had to try to dink it across and came up about 6 inches short of getting over the net. So 13-6, and I believe that is three straight service points for Cameron Mullenkamp. She throws it up, hits it, and they play it. They got their, the one girl got her hand on it, but it was nowhere near where anybody could do it. And one of their players dived to try to get it, almost ran her head into the scorer's table. 14-6, Cameron Mullenkamp again. They play it and it goes backwards off the wall. They're not handling our serves very well. I think we mentioned it several times last year. The teams down here don't see these crazy hard serves and the knuckleball serves that almost everybody in the MAC and the WBL is able to do. And they just don't handle it very well. Otherwise, they're playing a pretty good game. Indians are setting it up for Homan, and she tips it over their blockers and down on the floor. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back and serve again, and I believe that is six service points for her. I am not keeping the track of that because I've tried it in the past and I can't keep track. It's always way off. So they play it from the back row. Again, they're going to bump it across. Garkey is setting it up for Grizzy, and she hits it sideways. So she her eyes got big because it looked like a pretty good set, and she mishit it. So it is 16-7. Indians lead at 9. Eva Swartzel's serve comes to Indians. We get it across, and they were playing it, but one of the girls made a nice save, but stepped on, probably actually rolled onto the line under the net. So it is 17-7, and Kayla Garkey will go back to serve for the Indians. That's a good serve. They're setting it up for the left side again. They just dink it over our blockers, and it is 17-8 now. And Kylie Scholl will go back to serve for the Lady Blazers, senior for them. Hard serve, nice serve. We play it, setting it up for Homan, and she dinks it over their blockers again. We've had so many really hard shots that they are leery, and then we were able to dink it over their blockers. 18-8 now. And Bridget Homan. And they play it from the back row, goes into our blockers on the right, from our left, their right side, and down on our side. 18-9. Indians lead down to 9. It'll be Remakless serving. Rainley sets it up for Wilman. She dinks it over their blockers, but they're able to play it. They roll shot it across. Garkey's going to try to set it for Ranley. They play it, but they got it up toward the front row, but for some reason it didn't. They weren't aware it was coming or something, and it just kind of landed behind them. 19-9, lead back to 10. Kinley Kramer back in to serve again. She didn't play on Tuesday, and she's had a lot of really nice serves tonight. That wasn't one of them. It was a little bit wide to the left. So it goes out of bounds. 19-10. And it's going to be Hayden Davies serving for the Blazers. Homan, Garkey, Mullenkamp over on their side. They bump it, roll shot it over to us. Ranley's setting it up for Cameron. They play it. They're going to set up the right side. They go deep on it. Ranley will set up for Cameron. And right into, fortunately, that girl did get her hands up. Or she'd have gotten that one right on the chin. That was a blast. 20-10 now. That was from Cameron Mullenkamp. Wilman serves. Little blooper, but they play it. They're going to bump it across. Homan, Ranley, back to Homan. Big hit. They play it. They're going to bump it to the center. They get it across. We just get a hand on it, keep it going, and we bump it across. It was Cameron going from the left side, across the net to the middle of the court and down with nobody near it. 21-10, she hit that empty spot. Willman gets it, and it's going to their back row, back to us. We get it. They get it to us, and Homan was, able to get her hand on it, but it went backwards. 21-11, and it's going to be Raylan Parker, senior for the Lady Blazers. She'll serve 21-11. That just touches the net and gets across, and set up for Ranley, who is the setter. But she decided she's just going to pop it over the net, and she did, and it landed on their side. 22-11, and Ranley gets to go back and serve. Maybe she can serve out here. They're going to set it up for the middle. Big hit, and blocked by us, and down on their side. They did get a hand on it. Actually, I'm not sure it went over the net, but it didn't matter. It went back down and off their hands. 23-11. Ranley again, just a dink, and they just are able to play it. The libero's going to have to dink it across. Garkey sets it up for Cameron. Off their blocker and down on this left side, and it is now match point. 24-11. Indians won the first one 24-12, second one 25-10. Right now they lead 24-11, and Ranley is going to serve. They're going to set it up for the middle. We're going to play it. We get it to Cameron, and goes into the libero and down. And final score, 25 for the Indians, 11 for the Lady Blazers. We'll take a little break and come back and wrap this game up and get ready for football tomorrow night. Back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. Also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at wayneiga.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. They offer floral arrangements along with a variety of gifts for birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, graduations, or just to let someone know you're thinking of them. The shop also provides custom school apparel with screen printing, embroidery, and original designs. We thank BU Floral and Apparel for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hot Point Appliances and Radio Shack Electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to National Trail, where our Indians come away victorious. Three sets. The first set was 25-12. Second set was 25-10. Third set, 25-11. So Indians played really well tonight. The Lady Blazers did not handle our serves very well. We had some pretty good hard ones, and a few of the dinks and some of those that dive. But they just, whatever it is, they're just not used to to that kind of serve. And we run into that a lot down when we play a team from the South, and they haven't seen it. They don't have to practice against it, and it's just tough for them. So I think that was the main thing with what happened tonight, because I think they played pretty well and did a good job, but the Blazers, Lady Blazers, but they just couldn't handle the serves as well as they should have. So we had... I believe we had five freshmen that played and four juniors. So we had Kayla Garkey that played, a freshman. Chloe Brockman played quite a bit as a freshman. Hope Evers played pretty much the whole game. Caden Ranley pretty much the whole game. Excuse me, I said freshman. Kinley Kramer is a sophomore. She didn't play on Tuesday, but she came in and did a lot of really good service work for our Lady Indians. And then the juniors, of course, we have Cameron Mullenkamp, Bryn Willman, Bridget Holman, and Alexis Grizzy all played tonight and played very well. We had some chances to really put a big time kill down, and then opted to dink over their blockers, and it worked almost every time. So a very good showing, I'd say, for our Lady Indians. We go to 1-1 on the season, and so coming up next week, they will play on Thursday, a week from tonight, at home against Marion Local, first MAC match. And that will be on both FortRecoveryRadio.com and WFRC 107.3 FM. And then Saturday, they'll host Arcanum. That's a 10 a.m. JV start. And that match will also be on both Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC. Tomorrow, it's football as the Indians host Ponitz Career Center out of Dayton. And that'll be, of course, Wes Winnings' debut as the Indians head football coach. We'll see how this goes. A lot of excitement with the kids, the fans, parents. Everybody's pretty excited about the possibilities of what could go on here. That'll be on Fort Recovery Radio and on WFRC. Our Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 6:40. And then next Friday, the football team will be up at Allen East. That'll be broadcast on Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC, and the pregame show at 6:40. So we got football tomorrow night and next Friday, and volleyball next Thursday and next Saturday. And just want to say a big thank you to our two officials, Vern Pig and Brad Cubby. Did an excellent job tonight. We tried to make it as easy for them as we could, but a lot of the calls were pretty easy. So I think that's going to be it for tonight. Want to thank all of our sponsors. Want to thank everybody that's listening. WFRC, Low Power FM. We're happy to be on there. And I don't believe we're on there tonight, but we'll be on there tomorrow night, and I believe we'll be able to get it set so we can always be on there. But Tuesday night we were on because Chuck was at the game because we had some technical problems, so he just went ahead and he went up to the studio and make sure it was connected and got that done for us. Family issues for tomorrow, he'll have that done, but for tonight we weren't able to get things set up for the FM, but we are on FortRecoveryRadio.com as always, and the game will be in the archives. It's going to be probably an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes before we're able to get that get back home and get that put in the archives. So, again, want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back with football tomorrow night.
Today's Friday's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.